Introductions. When I awake the next morning, I see a little trunk poking out between the bars of Stella's domain. "Hello," says a small, clear voice. "I'm Ruby," she waves her trunk. "Hello," I say. "I'm Ivan." "Are you a monkey?" Ruby asks. "Certainly not." Bob's ears perk up, although his eyes stay closed. "He's a gorilla," he says, "and I am a dog of uncertain heritage." Why did the dog climb your tummy?" Ruby asks. "Because it's there," Bob murmurs. "Is Stella awake?" I ask. "Aunt Stella's asleep," Ruby says. "Her foot is hurting, I think." Ruby turns her head. Her eyes are like Stella's, black and long-lashed, bottomless lakes fringed by tall grass. "When is breakfast?" she asks. "Soon," I say. "When the mall opens and the workers come." "Where?" Ruby twists her head in the other direction. "Where are the other elephants?" "It's just you and Stella," I say, and for some reason, I feel we have let her down. "Are there more of you?" "No," I say, "at the moment." Ruby picks up a piece of hay and considers it. "Do you have a mom and a dad?" "Well, I used to." "Everyone has parents," Bob explains. "It's unavoidable. Before the circus, I used to live with my mom and my aunts and my sisters and my cousins," Ruby says. She drops the hay, picks it up, twirls it. "They're dead." I don't know what to say. I am not really enjoying this conversation, but I can see that Ruby isn't done talking. To be polite, I say, "I'm sorry to hear that, Ruby." "Humans killed them," she said. "Who else?" Bob asks, and we all fall silent. Stella and Ruby. All morning, Stella strokes Ruby, pats her, smells her. They flap their ears. They rumble and roar. They sway as if they're dancing. Ruby clings to Stella's tail. She slips under Stella's belly. Sometimes they just lean into each other. Their trunks twirl together like jungle vines. Stella looks so happy. It's more fun to watch than any nature show I've ever seen on TV. Home of the one and only Ivan. George and Mac are out by the highway. I can see them through one of my windows. They are next to each other on tall wooden ladders, leaning against the billboard that tells the car to stop and visit the one and only Ivan, Mighty Silverback. George has a bucket and a long-handled broom. Mac has pieces of paper. He slaps one against the billboard. George dips the broom into the bucket. He wets the paper with the liquid from the bucket, and somehow the paper stays in place. They put up many pieces before they are done. When they climb down from the ladders, I see that they've added a picture of a little elephant to the billboard. The elephant has a lopsided smile. She is wearing a red hat, and her tail curls like a pig's. She doesn't look like Ruby. She doesn't even look like an elephant. I've only known Ruby one day, and I could have drawn her better. Art lesson. Ruby asks a lot of questions. She says, "Ivan, why is your tummy so big? And have you ever seen a green giraffe? And can you get me one of those pink clouds that the humans are eating?" When Ruby asks, "What is that on your wall?" I explain that it's a jungle. She says the flowers have no scent, and the waterfall has no water, and the trees have no roots. "I'm aware of that," I say. "It's art. A picture made with paint." "Do you know how to make art?" Ruby asks. "Yes, I do," I say, and I puff up my chest just a little. I've always been an artist. I love drawing. "Why do you love it?" Ruby asks. I pause. I've never talked to anyone about this before. When I'm drawing a picture, I feel quiet inside. Ruby frowns. "Quiet is boring." "Not always." Ruby scratches the back of her neck with her trunk. "What do you draw, anyway?" "Bananas, mostly. Things in my domain. My drawings sell at the gift store for $25 a piece with a frame." "What's a frame?" Ruby asks. "What's a dollar? What's a gift store?" I close my eyes. "I'm a little sleepy, Ruby." "Have you ever driven a truck?" Ruby asks. I don't answer. "Ivan?" Ruby asks. "Can Bob fly?"